Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. Big Cap. And today, as always, we got Big Jerv. We got Jason Madison, a.k.a. J Skills.
My bad. I got one question just for y'all right quick and get out of here. Maybe y'all address this tonight. Maybe I haven't. Did y'all see the Barbie movie? Any of y'all?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm still gonna see it.
Okay, cool. That's all I wanted to know. That's just making sure. That's all. That's because I was. Thank you. Salute my friends.
Okay.
Because yeah, neither did I. I just
right.
Grown men walking up to someone, did you see Barbie? I'm like, whoa, what are we doing? Like, you feel me?
I mean, it's so further out that it might be on streaming platform soon. So like,
yeah, gonna have that shit.
I'll catch it on some shit like that. But like, Oppenheimer was 3 hours, bro. I wasn't about to go see no other movie. Like,
right,
I'm like, you right. got it, Nolan. And that's the crazy thing about it, Jer. Motherfucking Interstellar is a Nolan movie too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It might be his best one. It might okay. be.
What?
It looked good.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know how it ends now. Yeah, so,
Oppenheimer. It's not top five Nolan for me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that shit was good money for me, bro.
It was good. It was good though. But it wasn't. It wasn't worth the hype.
I gotta watch it one more time, and then I'm gonna have my verdict, bro.
I didn't know about who Oppenheimer was from a can of paint.
I don't think nobody knew, like really knew like that, bro.
Bro, I don't watch commercials for previews of movies just because it's a long history with that long story. But I got in there basically fresh to see what is this. Like, I ain't seen nothing.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I thought it was a superhero movie, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Especially whatever. Bro,
the way they have him with the explosion behind him.
See what I'm saying? And then how he was seeing shit at first where he could see the sound waves. Yeah. Like, oh, damn. I was like, bro, about 30, 45 minutes in, I'm like, boy, this is the fiest origin story ever. Like, oh, crazy. Boy, that nigga never changed up. But I seen that boy getting indicted for some shit. I'm like, bro, this Zoom is out, no motherfucker. That motherfucker stayed indicted. I'm
cool,
like, oh,
cool collected, bro.
I can say he stayed indicted.
I thought that motherfucker was a superhero, bro. I was gonna be disappointed.
I mean, that nigga low key, it like, you know, they based what you call it. What's the nigga from Watchmen? Off of him, kind of. Like the blue nigga.
Oh, you talking about Dr. Manhattan?
Dr. Manhattan. That's low key him.
The blue nigga is funny.
Like, that's the nigga swag.
I'm off that shit too.
Like, imagine they base a superhero off of you though. That's kind of hard. Like,
that is fine. They may as well let him. Come on, bro. They could have gave him something.
They based his wife was real for me.
His wife definitely has a damn real.
Bro, she just wanted a little drink. She just wanted a little drink, man. You feel me?
Shout out to Gene Tadlock, though. She, you know, real side piece out here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. What that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Spoiler rich. That nigga cried over the when he cried.
Over his side joint?
I felt that nigga. He lost his best eater.
Right.
That's a sick day.
Look, that was all fucked up in that aspect. He would get mad when he get mad he fucked his wife and
hey, like, but I don't know. I don't know if y'all peeped. It was a hand. Y'all ain't peeped a hand.
What? Oh, that you puts her head down. Yeah. I kind of saw that.
Y'all run it back.
Yeah. I kind of saw
it. Got
that.
Some shit in there, bro.
Because they said
three hours is hard though to be like. Hey, you see that? Like, I'm gonna have to break that when it come out on streaming platforms. I'm gonna watch it by an hour. I can't do the whole full three, but I'm gonna be like break it down in hours for sure.
When they revealed like low key towards the end that the nigga fucked his homeboy's wife or whatever, the other scientist nigga's wife, I was like,
bro.
Damn.
I'm like, this nigga, bro.
This nigga J. Rob.
Nigga got no manners, bro. Right. This nigga is unmannerable. He's off the leash. And then I deciding real niggas like Future and shit, bro. Come on, bro. Right. I've seen that shit for the last time. I would never watch that shit again. Oppenheimer.
Hey, he's a sick
that
nigga.
Shit was rough, bro. Like, bro, I want him to lose at a certain point because it was like, what is this shit getting to? And it's too much. It was like, I get it. It was just too much for, I just left the pandemic. It was too much. For me,
right.
You know what I mean? I didn't want to feel that way the entire time. Robert De Niro was a dirty motherfucker. He's so down lying. But at the same time, you embarrassed that man. Come on, man. What are we doing? Watch to keep your eyes, keep enemies close.
Right. But yeah, I don't know. What y'all think the top three Nolans is?
Shit, I don't even know that nigga movie list like that. I'm about to look up it right now. Go ahead. Yeah.
Interstellar, Dark Knight, Batman Begins, off the top, Dune 3 just goes too crazy.
Yeah, I would say.
Go ahead.
I would say Interstellar, Dark Knight, Inception.
Yeah, Inception was too crazy. I forgot about Inception.
I got Inception might be one for me, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That shit was so crazy. Interception take over Batman Begins. Fuck Batman Begins.
Inception hard. Like, I remember when I seen that shit, bro. Like, you want movies to have great endings, and rarely do they actually have a great ending. You know what I'm saying? Right. You be sitting there for 2.5 hours, like, most of the time in the movie end, you'd be like, all right, that was cool. You know what I'm saying? When Inception went off, nigga, I was like, yo. Like,
right, exactly.
I was this like, crazy. This nigga is on some other, like, I don't know what's going on right now. You start rethinking shit. Like, hold on, nigga, hold on.
Right, man.
Play that last part back, nigga.
Bro, the way his wife shit was, bro, that shit crazy, bro. Like, I always refer that as an example of how my mind is. Like, when I was fucked up, then I had to ask, like, for a while, I was sitting outside the store a couple times, asked white nigga walking in, excuse me, sir, you got to, shit, my bad. Well, excuse me, man, you got, shit, my bad, I'm sorry. Like, for you to do that shit, bro, at that time, I had accepted my mind with the fact that nothing matters.
Right.
So we are the same. So me doing this, I ain't embarrassing myself. Right. I'm just, you know what I mean, just doing what I got to do.
I do, yeah.
So just now, fast forward to now, God has blessed me and brought me out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But still sitting here to this day, my mind is still accepted with that thought that nothing matters. So it's in times I'm not, I find myself trying to be more grateful or not grateful or you know what I mean?
Or
change it the right way because I'm trying to show appreciation to the blessings, but at the same time, I don't be giving a fuck. You feel me? Because I can't shake that nothing matters.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You on your hairy ass Truman. That nigga Truman in the fucking Oppenheimer movie was like, hey, nigga, we don't give a fuck about the niggas you kill with that bomb.
Nigga said, man, don't bring this pussy around me anymore.
You care about death
pussy,
and
bro. Fuck out of here, man.
Hey, but yeah, no, when I seen that spinning top, spoiler alert, bro, it just took me back when I seen Truman Show on the same type shit, Juju, like, any of this shit real? Does any of this shit matter? What is going on outside? Like,
Don't watch that off the shrooms.
Like, am I really in the Matrix? Is this a program? You start just really think, like, damn, what the fuck? Where are we at? Where are we at right now?
Right.
Like, hold on. But yeah, that nigga code for that because he definitely had niggas thinking, like, hold on.
Yeah, man. That shit sick, dog. Hey. Bomb is going. Listeners, please listen up. We got something special coming for y'all this fall. Thank you for sticking with us. We got some cool shit that I think y'all really gonna fuck with. Man, that's all I can really say about that. But yeah, I'm excited for the future of Bomb for sure.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got 2 cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hell yeah.
Jerv always looking confused and shit.
No, that sounded like you just ended the show, and I wasn't prepared for you to end the show.
Oh. Look, I think the funniest shit, bro, is me asking Jason, was it we gonna get a J theory? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga just popped that shit up on me like last minute. I'm like, bro, we gotta discuss this. This ain't.
Hey, y'all, tweet Jason if y'all want the motherfucking J theory every episode.
Right. I mean, niggas can request it if they want. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas got to tweet ideas your way, too, though.
Don't right. That's
true.
What I'm saying.
That is true.
Be creative, nigga. Tell him what you want him to say, dog.
Right. I'm going to be in here like motherfucking Greg Cody, nigga, whenever I feel like it with my back in the day. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, dog. Hey, so since this is – does this feel like the shortest summer ever?
Low key.
Yeah, because it is the shortest summer ever.
But why?
Boom. Boom says Mike. Drop Mike.
I mean, it's the shortest summer ever because niggas ain't listened to Al Gore years ago and the shit's all fucked up and Earth's spinning way faster than it normally does. Yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. So our day's a lot shorter, which is why everyone basically says, damn, today flew by. Or, damn, wasn't it just so? Yeah, because, nigga, it just was that day. Like, these days are not the same days that we had. I'm not one of them tight bulls, but that's literally the answer.
You are one of the type bulls, but
I'm not. Hey, my nigga Al Gore got robbed.
Be sure to put some patriotic music behind that rant right there. That was amazing.
And pray for Maui, you know what I'm saying? Because it's
worse. I ain't never been to Maui, bro, but like that's all beautiful bad. So, you know what I mean? Praying for them people. Continue to send them funds to every legit link that is actually helping over there. And yeah, dog, for real.
No, that's
a lot of fucked up shit going. Yo, are we still having a cheer hangover? Is it still being talked about?
It's kind of died down. It's died down a little bit.
How the fuck that happened to that lady's nose like that? The chair did that to her nose? That her nose?
That was
crazy.
Not her. That cannot be her. That cannot be her nose. I don't believe it. I gotta see it in real life.
Yeah, that was AI.
That's not somebody's nose. Yeah, that's not somebody's nose.
That was AI. She had the gonzo joint, bro. It didn't even have like a shape. It didn't even have the
we would have seen that on the camera. That is
right. Because you know what else they do right after that picture? the tail of the turn to the side, and we would have got that one too if it was really her nose.
That shit was crazy. That nose was cooked, dog. Like, that shit like a hot pocket, nigga. 5 minutes over the time it's supposed to be cooked, nigga.
But bro, everything looked like AI to me now. Like, the homie sent me a trailer that was made with AI on some video game shit. Bro, you can't tell. Like, a lot of this shit, niggas go. There's like little Trump pictures. I don't know if you've seen these pictures where it'd be like Trump in certain scenario. Like, it's one where he like teaching Tiger Woods how to play golf. You seen that?
Yeah, seen he must have that.
Bro, it's like these should be looking a lot more realer now. They got AI little OnlyFans chicks that's fooling niggas. Bro,
damn. I'm telling you,
it's a lot of AI. That's like
shit crazy.
They gonna have AI podcasts soon. Watch.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be
what you know what AI, you know what AI can't never be?
What?
A real nigga. You feel me?
Do they put the AI, or they got the AI out now that you can like transfer what I'm saying right now into Spanish? Like my words right now be translated into Spanish. Because if they do, we should translate all of, we should get AI and put on all our shit. And pump this shit in Mexico. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
We got them Chinese on our voices. Pump this shit in the China. Let's see how that go. Glue the AI. For sure. Fuck with us.
And actually, shout out to the real AI for the D Wade Hall of Fame.
The answer.
Yeah. It's the only AI I acknowledge.
You feel me? Hey, that nigga been on a tour like showing love to niggas. I love that nigga, man. He's still one of my favorite. Like, athletes ever.
That's my error, bro.
Oh yeah, Jerv, you a Philly nigga. Yeah,
that's my error. That is my error. I seen it all with that error. I went to Hampton.
I was like, yeah.
So I seen everywhere I was at.
Did you go to games back then?
Yeah, I've been going to games since I was a kid. I've always gone to games. It was always like the shit or whatever, but that era with him was different. That shit was like a club, my nigga. Like, I remember being young and going to games with my pop, and then like just watching the game. But then like as I got older and I went to games and during like the AI era, like you go to the game with your pop, and then like you see one of your homies is there, and then next thing you know, y'all just walking around, thought like because it's beautiful scenery, bro. Like my nigga bought them. They loved him. They loved him. They loved him. If he was in the building, they was there, dog. Didn't matter what the building was. If he was there, they was there, yo.
Yeah.
Salute to Theo Ratliff, too.
And Eric
I'm
Snow.
Theo Ratliff guy.
Legends out here in this game.
My dogs.
All right, I think that's going to be it. Thank you again for listening to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. We'll be back next week for Juju Gotti, Big Jerv, a.k.a. J Skills, Jason Madison, and Big Cap. That's it. I mean, should be back if we find that nigga. If not, the show goes on.